Hudson Taylor's Choice Sayings, Chapter 16, Sincerity. Oh, the need of reality in this world of shams. The world needs that this glory be given to the name of God, that this witness of true discipleship, that we bear much fruit, be given to Christ in our crucial, skeptical age, perhaps more than ever before. It is possible to sing, "My all is on the altar," and yet be unprepared to sacrifice a ring from one's finger, or a picture from one's wall, or a child from one's family for the salvation of the heathen, or to give up our comfortable evenings at home and our pleasant surroundings for contact with the lost and the loathsome and the perilest of iniquity to be found on every hand. We have to take our choice. We cannot enjoy both the world and Christ. May God, the Holy Ghost, make us real and true, and in these last days nerve us for the conflict, for our warfare is not with flesh and blood, but with wicked spirits, deceiving spirits, who can make evil seem good and good evil, even to the very children of God. May we and all our treasures be really laid upon the altar, to be held and used, or to be parted with and disposed of as He may direct. And may we ourselves be fully consecrated to the service of our Master, making it the one supreme object of our lives to do the will of God. How sadly possible it is to take delight in conferences and conventions, to feast on all the good things that are brought before us, and yet to be unprepared to go out from them to self-denying efforts to rescue the perishing. How sadly possible it is to delight in the rest of faith, while forgetful to fight the good fight of faith, to dwell upon the cleansing and the purity effected by faith, but to have little thought for the poor souls struggling in the mire of sin.